Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Ricky, yeah. Do you love me? Are you catching?
We've never even met the great Jacob Rudner.
I feel like I know him very well.
And we're already out here.
The pride of Los Angeles.
Just firing strays at him. Completely unfair.
Sorry, Jacob.
But he's kind enough to join us here on our stupid show called Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jacob is a Florida Gators beat writer for CBS Sports now. But let's be honest, Jacob, about your real job. It's following Ricky Pearsall wherever he goes. So when are the Niners hiring you?
It's a great question. I am waiting for a phone call. It has become my responsibility to follow this guy around, and I'm waiting for my next opportunity.
Well, we know some people, and let's be fair here. He followed you to Florida, if I'm not mistaken, based on my deep, deep research on the life of Jacob Rudner.
You are correct. I got to Florida first, so it is Ricky Pearsall who is the Jacob Rudner pundit. Not the other way around.
What's his scouting breakdown of you?
That's a good question. You'll have an opportunity to ask him. That's a good question, though.
That's a really good question.
Oh, man. Well, okay, let's get to some real ones, though. What did the Niners get yesterday?
Listen, I think the Niners really made a good pick. Was it earlier than expected? Yes, but I do think that the Niners got somebody who is extremely athletic, a really sharp football player, does a good job. In really all facets, he's got great hands. I know that, 49ers brass was talking about that last night after the pick. He has three drops in the last 2 years, dating back to the start of the 2022 season. Great route runner, really good speed, was the 10th fastest wide receiver at the combine and had the third highest jump. So this is a guy who is, well-rounded, talented, smart receiver. It has become somebody who has been a known leader. And this even dates back to his time at Arizona State and, really just a well-versed all-around athlete, I think, that the Bay Area is getting right now.
How was he able to make the leap from the Pac-12 at Arizona State and get down to Florida? Was there an adjustment he needed, or did he hit the ground running and immediately made an impact at Florida?
He really hit the ground running. I think it became clear as Florida's fall camp prior to the 2022 season started that he was going to be Florida's primary target in its passing game. This is a guy who was really having a lot of success against SEC defensive backs. He had said prior to transferring to Florida that he wanted to test himself in the SEC. He felt as though he had already proven himself in the Pac-12 and wanted to face the best, and it didn't take long for that to happen. This was a guy, he has 1,600 yards over the last two seasons and was just shy of 1,000 as a senior in 2023. So it was a really seamless transition, and he made it look great.
talking with Jacob Rudner, Florida Gators beat writer, CBS Sports, but he's been around Ricky Pearsall essentially his entire college career, including at Arizona State when Brandon Ayuk was there. And it was interesting. Just today, Ricky said he's almost patterned his game a little bit after Brandon. What can you tell us about when those two were together and the dynamic between them?
Well, Ricky Pearsall was just a freshman when he was with Brandon Ayuk in Tempe in 2019. And it doesn't surprise me to hear that he said that. I mean, this is a guy who got into the college ranks, had a veteran receiver in Brandon Ayuk in the same room, and it was his formative years of college ball. It was an opportunity for him to really craft his game, be around somebody who we knew was going to be a first-round pick. And ever since then, I think that we've seen similarities between how they play football. The get-off is very similar off the line of scrimmage. Both have really good hands. Both carry that leadership aspect that I mentioned a moment ago. You know, Ricky has really proven himself in that regard, in addition to everything that we've discussed on the field. And so, yeah, it's not terribly surprising to hear that Brandon Ayuk was somebody who he looked up to. And over the course of his collegiate career, really started to, you know, employ some of the same strategies and techniques that Ayuk used to make himself successful in a first-round pick.
As good as the SEC is, the NFL is a couple of notches above, especially with the physicality. Does Ricky have the physicality necessary to beat man-to-man coverage at the line of scrimmage and also be able to block the way the Niners will expect him to?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that, especially about the blocking. I think that Ricky has shown an ability to beat press man. He did it against Missouri. If you guys go back and watch that game, he was very successful in Columbia, where they did play a lot of press man up in his face type coverage, and he did well. And then when it comes to the blocking, and I think that that's really important, especially in this 49er offense where that is so critical, Florida's wide receivers coach Billy Gonzalez has a saying where if you don't block, you don't get the ball. And so that was imperative, especially with how Florida models its offense. Very run-heavy system over the last 2 years, and Ricky Pearsall grades out very well as a perimeter blocker. And that trend has dated back to his time in Tempe, when Arizona State had one of the best perimeter blocking teams in the country. Johnny Wilson from Florida State, who I'm expecting to be drafted today, was another guy who was really successful on those perimeter block plays. And so him and Ricky were a great tandem. I wouldn't have any reason to believe that that won't continue at the NFL level.
Nobody knows Ricky Pearsall, Niners draft pick, better than Jacob Rudner, Florida Gators beat writer, CBS. Okay, Jacob, enough for a minute about Ricky the player. How about Ricky the person? Who's he?
I've mentioned the leadership. This is a guy who is very vocal, has taken an active role in being able to help lead his teammates, be able to mentor younger players. You guys mentioned how, you know, he gave the nod to Brandon Ayuk for helping shape his career in his formative days. And I think that Ricky Pearsall, over the course of his collegiate career, had taken a lot of pride in being able to do the same thing, was really somebody who was there for his fellow wide receivers, had no problem with teaching. And another thing I think is important to mention is the extra work that he was constantly putting in. We would see Ricky catching jugs after the game, you know, making sure that he was getting, he used to say 100 balls after every practice was his thing. Somebody who was really in tune with film study, loved to watch film with the quarterbacks. That was especially the case this past season with Graham Mertz at Florida, and it made him successful. Like I said, he was 35 yards shy of 1,000 yards. He was easily Florida's primary target in its passing game, and a large part of that is because he understood its offense so well. He knew how to run the routes. He really understood the plays. Florida head coach Billy Napier likes to use the term 4D players, guys who understand not just their role or the rest of the offense, but also on the opposite side of the field, what cornerbacks are going to do, what defenses are going to do. And Ricky Pearsall is a prime example of that, somebody who takes a lot of pride in his knowledge and growing that and using it to his advantage to aid in his very athletic skill set.
He had the fastest three-cone time at the Combine, which speaks to great hip movement and lateral quickness. Do you project him more inside in the slot, or does he have the ability to run routes as the X receiver on the outside?
You know, we've seen him have a lot of success in all of those roles, actually. One thing about Pearsall that I know the Niners really liked about him in the pre-draft process was how versatile he is. He played inside and out at Florida and at Arizona State. Do I think that at the NFL level?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He may profile as more of a slot receiver type. I think so. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him flex outside and get some action, you know, as an ex-receiver in the NFL. I also think that we could see him be a specialist. You know, he's really quick and twitchy. It served him quite well as a punt returner this past season. So his versatility is really one of his greatest tools, and I think that that will impact how he's utilized, not only on offense, but throughout the game in general.
I have kind of a 1-2 punch on the way that everybody reacted to this last night, Jacob. Did you notice that seemingly around the league, a lot of former and even current players, from Steve Smith to C.J. Stroud to Ayuk himself, like really seem to love this guy? What's that all about? Why did you see a lot of that last night?
Absolutely. I mean, C.J. Stroud was effusive in his praise of Ricky Pearsall, basically said that he wished that he had fallen into the second round selfishly because he wanted him to be a Texan. You know, Bill Belichick was also quite effusive in his praise, saying that he thought that Ricky Pearsall was a perfect fit for the Niners, goes back to that perimeter blocking that we talked about. And I really think it just speaks to everything that we've discussed. This is a guy who is really, truly well-rounded, both in terms of his on-the-field skill set, but also what he brings to the table off the field. And there are a lot of players who have been around him or know people who know him who are aware of that. They have seen the work ethic. They've seen the results. I think that the one-handed catch that Ricky made against Charlotte last year that kind of made him internet famous was something that caught a lot of people's attention. And ever since then, I think people at the professional level that, you know with no doubt that this is a guy who has the tools to be successful. And so it's no guarantee, of course, but I'm not surprised by the votes of confidence that we've seen from some people who really know what they're talking about.
But Jacob, does he go by Ricky because Steve Smith said, that's enough of that, let's call him Slick Rick? What do people call him?
I've heard both. I have only referred to him as Ricky, but I think that the Slick Rick nickname that Steve Smith mentioned is certainly starting to catch fire a little bit.
Yeah, his Twitter handle is Slick Season with the L, the number one, which is the number he likes to wear, although I don't know if he knows this, but Deebo Samuel has just changed from 19 to wear number one. What will Ricky do, Jacob, if he can't wear his precious number one?
And you know what? I will go as far as to say that Ricky Pearsall strikes me as the kind of player who probably doesn't care too much. But I would imagine that, actually, it's a better question for you guys. Is Deebo Samuel going to be on the team next year? I think is the biggest question.
Well, he is. You.
Why don't we reboot this interview for 2 hours from now?
Exactly.
What about that?
There you go.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know, Jacob.
Stay tuned.
We don't know, but we might know. Heck, might not even be 2 hours. Might be one hour.
Yep.
I mean, what would you think about that? Even though it's not factually true, you know how this works. If they trade Deebo, people are going to look at Ricky Pearsall as Debo's replacement. Do you think he's equipped to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's a degree to which that's unfair for any player. Deebo Samuel is a fantastic receiver, right? And I think that, saying that a rookie is going to come in and be that is a lot of expectation to put on one guy. I also think that they're different types of players, but, you know, do I think that Ricky Pearsall has the ability to step into an NFL offense and be successful immediately? I really do. And I think that that also it goes to the versatility, which we've seen with Deebo Samuel. Ricky Pearsall had nearly 200 rushing yards throughout his career in Florida, and I think it was, you know, three or four rushing touchdowns. He was able to do that at Arizona State. We saw him throw the ball at Arizona State. He's a former quarterback. He looked good throwing the ball in some trick play scenarios. And so that Deebo versatility is certainly something that has impacted Ricky Pearsall's career and certainly impacted his draft stock. Am I going to, you know, call him the next Deebo Samuel? No. But I do think that he is a guy who could, you know, be very successful as a rookie immediately.
Jacob, great to have you, man. Really good information. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.